The House Finance Committee has proposed cutting $31 million from the state budget. That's a little less than 1% of the amount the legislature directly controls. As the full House considers the spending plan next week, clear differences have emerged over whether those cuts are deep enough. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports on the debate.
The budget is similar to the one proposed by Governor Bill Walker. Most of the changes that the House Finance Committee made were to areas outside of the agencies that provide government services. For example, the committee's proposal includes a $37 million cut to oil and gas tax credits. Committee co-chairman Paul Seaton notes that the legislature has already cut hundreds of millions of dollars from state agencies over the last few years. Seaton is a majority caucus Republican from Homer.
When you go in and try to nickel and dime agencies and pull threads out of the fabric, all of a sudden you just make it so the agency can't work to deliver the service that people want.
The Department of Transportation would see the largest cut. Education and early development would see the largest increase. Finance Committee member Kathy Tilton, a Republican from Wasilla, says the cuts don't go far enough at a time when residents are looking at cuts to their permanent fund dividends.
What I'm hearing from my constituents is they wanted to see some true reductions in agency operations, and there was none of that.
Tilton also says the committee shouldn't have increased funds to areas like the Alaska Marine Highway.
There are a lot of things that we wish that we could do. When you have dollars in your budget and in your home budget, you're able to do more things. But when you're looking at a $3 billion deficit, you have to take into consideration that we're not going to be able to do all of the things that we did before.
The Finance Committee minority proposed about $150 million in cuts to individual line items, plus another $75 million in cuts to the amount schools receive based on the number of students who attend. But Seaton notes that the minority would actually have increased the budget. That's because it wanted to reverse Governor Bill Walker's veto of half of the permanent fund dividends paid out last fall. Some of the biggest differences are over how to handle the permanent fund. The Finance Committee majority proposes drawing more than $4 billion from permanent fund earnings this year to fund the budget.
We've passed a fully funded budget for 2018, and out of the House Finance Committee, I anticipate that being fully funded as it leaves the floor.
The full House is scheduled to debate amendments to the budget on Monday. Senate majority members say they want to cut roughly $300 million from the budget. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.